Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Habam. We are continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShoah. We're learning Siman Ayin Dalet, Seif Gimel. So we're dealing with the issue of Liboy Roya Es Ha'erva. One cannot be in a situation where their heart sees their erva. And the question is, we learned in Sif Beis that to cover your heart or below your heart with your hand is not considered a kisoy. The reason is because ein guf mechase guf. But now we're going to learn that if you hug yourself, that's different. Says the mechaber, im ha'adam mechabe gufoy b'zrayosav danin le kahafsakav. So a person hugs their body with their arm, we consider it like a interposition, a hefsek. Does Mishnah Berurah hafsaka perush? Im oy made b'mayim tzululim. If a person is in clear water, v'liboy gam kein teich hamayim, v'tzarech lahafsek bein liboy le'ervasai. Dai b'zeh lahafsek. Hugging yourself is sufficient. Af agav de kisoy be'alma b'yad mevar b'sif beis loy mahani. Even though covering your hand, merely covering your heart with your hand, we explain in Sif Beis that it doesn't work. Zeh adiv tvei. This is much better. Why? V'atam kivan she'ein darkon she'meladam l'chabik atzim kach. People don't usually hug themselves this way. This is not a typical way for a person, in a typical position. V'hu oisa kein. If someone does it, mikri hafsaka, it's considered an interposition. Aftu hu chad guf, even though it's one body. And so the Achronim conclude. Deloi ki Maharam Tivolo uprichada shemachmir. Not like the Maharam Tivolo and the Prichada Shwar Machmer, Ukshu Hoilech Becholok Beloi. If someone is going with a robe without pants, Vuhumadbik Biyadav, everyone would agree. You're wearing a robe, you're wearing a long shirt, and you push your hand on the shirt by the heart or under the heart. Even the Prichadash, who says hugging yourself is not a hefsek, this would be considered a hefsek. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the din of Liboy Roya Es Ha'erva for women. What would the difference be? Based on the physiology and the biology of a man as opposed to a woman, there might be a difference. Because a man, the heart and the erva are right opposite each other. But the way the erva of a woman is situated, so it's not a congruent, it's not congruous, excuse me, with the lev and the erva are not congruous. So maybe the din of Liboy Rois Erva does not apply to women. Sif Dalet, Yesh Mi She'omer, there is an opinion. Who is this? The Orchis Chaim. I happen to have the Chida's personal Orchis Chaim of Luneo. He says like this: Yesh mi she'omer shanoshim yicholos lavaruch l'spag shein levushos hachalak afal pi she'einon mafsikos lemata mehalev. Some say a woman who's wearing a long robe, she could daven, and there's no issue that libay rois ha'erva. Says the Rama, Hagavim hin arumais. Now, what if the woman is unclothed? So now there's an issue here, because maybe there's no issue of Liboy Roya Erva, and maybe even there's no issue that she could see her own erva because of the way the physiology of the woman. But there's an issue of Giloy Erva. So it says Rama, Sarshate Erva Shalohen Tuchos Bakarka. She would have to sort of stick the erva on the ground, oishayoshvois al shar davar, or sit on something. Da'az ein liban roya erva shalahen, because then her heart will not see her erva, masha'ein kein be'ish. So it sounds like this would take care of. This is needed not only to take care of the issue of liboy of excuse me giloy erva, and not only the issue of she sees the erva, but even liboy roya es ha'erva is somewhat a problem if she's aram. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hatam. The ervasin lamatam oid. The erva of a woman is much lower down. Ve'in aleiv shelo yachal roisa, and her heart doesn't see it. What about someone who's a man who's very fat, and his belly is mafsik between libay and the erva? We say loy plug. It's still a problem. Mikal makam, says Mishabra. Imhin oim dois arumais. Yeshvan Isra Acher, if a woman is unclothed, there's another problem. Dahainu Isra Giloy Erva. Her erva is uncovered. Lo mitzad halev. Not because her heart sees it. Ela mitzad shenemar, lo yira v'cha ervas davar. Your erva is not allowed to be seen when you say Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha. Now we had, the Bir Halacha says that Giloy Erva is a daraisa. V'asur levarach ala tzricha shetehe yoyshaves. She would have to sit. K'maysha kasa ramah al zeh. That's very interesting. The Mishabura is reading the Rama the way I did originally, and I switched. If you remember, when I started reading the Rama, I was saying that a woman who's totally unclothed, she would have to sit on the floor. I was saying to take care of Gilo Yarva, but I switched that because the end of the Rama says, Oz ein liban roya erva shalohen. So the Lashon of the Rama is saying she would have to sit on the floor to take care of liboy roya erva. But the Mishnah Berurah, and I didn't read it originally because I thought this was going in the Shita that there's no issue of Libay Roy and Esar Erva by a woman. And furthermore, there's a more basic problem. But the Mishnah Berurah is reading it the way I did originally, that she would have to sit on the ground. Why? To take care of the problem of lo yira b'cha ervas davar. Shal yidei yeshivasa, because by sitting paneha shelamata mechusim, her erva below is covered, ve'ein erva sineris, and her erva is not seen. Ah, so Mishnah Berurah is bothered. So why does the Rama say in order to take care of the problem of libay rosa erva? Umashik has the Rama da'az ein liban roy erva shlen, who lav davka liban. The Mishnah Berurah, the Rama's lav davka. The liban belav hachein roy erva shlen, because we're in the shita that your heart can't see your erva. Ela shaloi tehei begiloy erva legamri ka'amar. V'ta sofer hu. Wow, it's a Tal Sofer. But Tzarch Lemer Va'az Nira Erva. So we read it right. Baruch Hashem. It happens, okay? Mehalev. Now, the Mechaber said, a woman is wearing a robe. It's permitted for her to daven according to some, even though there's no hefsik between the lev and the erva. Mehalev. V'habach choylek. The Bach argues, the Bach holds, even if she's wearing a robe, you have to have a hefsek between her heart and the erva. Other achrayim agree to the psak of the shulchanach. The taz and the shach conclude over there. By the way, if you want to come visit the shach, you can come join us on our upcoming trip. We're going to be visiting the Shach on the Lag BaOmer. The Lefim Asher Pasuk of Shulchan Aruch Poi, that according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ein Shayech Beisha Liba Roya Es HaErva, according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not Shayech by a woman Liba Roya Es HaErva. Muteres Levarech Birchas A. This is a very interesting halacha. The Mechaber Paskins that there's no problem of libay ra'asa erva by a woman. Accordingly, how does a woman make a bracha on tevila? When a woman goes to the mikveh, how does she make a bracha? So you say, well, doesn't she have a more basic issue? What about the issue of giloy erva? The answer is she's in the water. Water is a covering for a giloy erva. We had that before. So now, and there's no problem of Libay Roya's Erva. What about the problem of she sees the Erva? Yesterday we had, she could look away. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Muteres Levarch Berchazat Vigshiyam Yazazoy Chamayim, Avshi Adayin Aruma, Dimishum Giloy Erva Ein Bazeh, De Hamayim Nashem Kmoy. Now, what would a man do? Could a man make a bracha in the mikvah? There's no Giloy Erva. He's not looking at the Erva. What about a man? So we saw yesterday in the Rama, if he puts his heart over the water, That's good according to the Rama. The Yoiser Toiv, Shayya Liba Lamala Min Amayim, better for the woman to put her head, to put her heart over the water. Dezer Shari Afba Ish, Kumashikas Rama, Bahagos, Sepes. Right? A man could technically make a bracha by using the water as a hefsek between Liboy Veho Erva. Or give herself a bear hug. Or she could just sully the water so that her limbs are not seen. What if she's not the only lady in the water? If there are other women, arumais, oimdais beveis hatfila. If there are other women who are unclothed standing in the Beis HaTfila, Pashut that Tzricha Beis HaBracha Lahachzir Paneha V'gufa Mehen, she would have to turn her head and her body. Meaning, let's say she's in the water and there are women sort of outside of the water, unclothed, she would have to turn her body, her face and her body. By the way, just to remember, if you're on the train and there's a woman who's undressed, unclothed properly in front of you, it doesn't help just to turn your head away. You have to turn the body away also. Or, you know, you're in a public area, you're in an airport in the summer, you know, and you want to say an Asher Yatzar. It doesn't help just to close your eyes. You got to be physically turned away. The afim name of the makam ha-mikvah rishus b'fnei atzma, even if you're going to say, well, she's in the water, so she's in a different rishus than the women who are unclothed in the preparation area, it's still a problem. She would have to turn her body and head away. So what does she do? She puts the erva, so to speak, in the ground. It says in Mishnah Berurah, right? So loymar devukos mechusas ba'karka, attached to and covered in the ground. A man can't put his erva on the ground, because his biology does not allow that. Yeah. Now we're going to new shaila. The shaila is agvos. Agvos is an erva, or agvos is not an erva. The buttocks, are they an erva or are they not an erva? So here we're telling the woman that there's no issue of giloy erva because she's being metiach erva soy ba'aretz. Well, what about her backside? Her backside is uncovered. No, that's not considered halachic erva. The agava is in b'hem misham erva. Chen mashuk tas ber agava. El yirav pasuk avos yesh b'hem misham erva. The El yirav says not like this. The agvos does have a din of erva. What about the sides of the agvois? The Chazonish says they are also an erva according to this Elia Rabba, and the Elia Rabba himself says they're not. So in other words, the Elia Rabba himself is only machmer on agvos mamish. The Chazonish is machmer even on tzidei agvos. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin. Lamaisa, is Agvus an erva or is Agvus not an erva? In Simon Reish Vav, he paskins lechatchila Agvus is an erva, which is very interesting because that would mean if somebody's in a mikvah and they need to say something and for whatever reason they're covered, the guy in front of them is changing. So you say, well, his back is to me, so it's not an issue. But lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah paskins agvos is an erva. Okay, very interesting. Simen reish vav, sivkatan tes vav, the Mishnah Berurah paskins agvos is an erva. Okay, with your permission, we're going to try to do get together tomorrow, okay? So right now we're on schedule, and this way you were sort of try to get ahead for Pesach. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabbah.